Welcome back. 84th La Plata Tournament. Schuyler County Lady Ram basketball getting ready to start on your sports leader, Northeast Missouri, Southeast Iowa, KMEM, FM, Memphis. I'm Andy Middleton. Glad to have you along tonight. We'll try to keep the technical difficulties to the barest of minimum. As the Lady Rams come in, the number one seed in this tournament, taking on the number eight seed, Green City Lady Gophers. Let's take a look at starting lineup. First of all, for the number eight seed Lady Gophers, they go with Brittany Jeffries. She's a junior. Lillian McCabe, a junior. Paige Pillay, a senior. Jaren Hatcher, a freshman. And Alexa Lee, a sophomore. The Lady Gophers, coached by Mike Schmidley, they are 5-13. Schuyler County, the top seed of the Lady Rams, 15-3. Sydney Ashelman, a junior. Raina Small, a junior. Taylor Roberts, a junior. Ashlyn Laws, a senior. And Kate Hatfield, a senior. They are coached by Thomas Kirkland. Night number two of the La Plata tournament, and the calendar very soon will switch to February, and that we're getting to it, folks. Only a couple, 3 weeks maybe left of the regular season before we get into district time. So we are ready to go. Ashlyn Laws will jump it up against Lillian McCabe, tip controlled by the Lady Rams. As Ashelman, going to her left, Raina Small in the left corner. For Hatfield on the block, turned around, put it up, missed it. And McCabe out with a rebound. Outlet pass for Jeffries. Jeffries motors across the timeline, man-to-man Lady Ram defense for McCabe at the block. Tries to work it around. Laws poked out of her hands, picked up by Ashelman. Ashelman airmails one to Small out of bounds. Lady Rams come out with lots of energy to start this game. Jeffries inbounds it, almost stolen away by Small. She'll get it for Lee back to Jeffries. Long pass ahead to Pillay. Poked away by Hatfield, and then we go the other way. Raina Small left block, put it up and in. 2 points for Small, 2-0 Schuyler County, just the start of this one. As Hatcher, pass ahead to Lee, long pass ahead for Pillay on the left wing, dribble drive in, get it to McCabe, and she's going to be fouled by Sydney Ashelman, her first, team's first, a shooting foul, and that will send McCabe to the free throw line. Lillian McCabe, free throw up. Got it. Not much arc on that free throw, but she puts it home. Second free throw on the way. Got them both. 2 points for Lillian McCabe, and we're tied at two. Ashelman the other way for Schuyler County. Left side for Roberts. Roberts left wing. Skip pass for Small along the left baseline. Put it up. Partially blocked by Hatcher. Taken out of there by McCabe. Outlet to Hatcher, and she is going to bounce it out of bounds. Small to trigger. In for Ashelman. Ashelman go the other side, Roberts. Roberts, free throw line for Hatfield. Poked away by Hatcher. Picked up by Lee, or that's not either Lee, Brittany Jeffries. Layup wouldn't go, and Hatfield with a rebound, and she's going to be fouled. The foul is on Alexa Lee, her first, team's first. And Ashelman across the timeline for Taylor Roberts, right side. And Green City man-to-man defense. Now Laws, now the block for Hatfield. For Small, left side for Ashelman. Dribble in, back to Small. Small, skip pass for Roberts. Three-pointer on the way. Missed it, left it short. Hatfield with a rebound, taken away from her by McCabe. Outlet for Jeffries. As Green City has come out playing scrappy, they get it for McCabe on the block, missed the shot, got the rebound, triple-teamed, and now up top for Jeffries' free throw line. She's going to dribble in to the corner for Lee. And now Paige Pillay, left wing beyond three. Play back for Jeffries. Free throw line to Lee. Dribble in, kick it out, Hatcher, three-pointer on the way, missed it. Ball went through McCabe's hand, picked up by Jeffries. Top of the key, Hatcher, ball fake, dribble in, stop popping the free throw line, missed it. McCabe with the rebound. She got it out for Pelé. Missed the shot, drew the foul. And she'll shoot a pair. The foul was on Taylor Roberts. Free throw up, got it. Pelé with her first point of the night. As Ashelman's going to sit down, Hatfield's going to sit down. Madison Haley in the ball game. As the next free throw up, missed it. And Haley with a rebound. And also Kelsey Tallman in the ball game. Tallman with it, baseline, dribble drive. Tried to get it in for Haley. And ball poked out for Small into Laws, and Laws with the hoop in the arm. He'll try for three the hard way. The foul was on Lillian McCabe, her first. Laws, free throw up. Got it. 3 points for Laws. A two-point Lady Ram lead, 5:18 to play in the first quarter. Opening round of the La Plata tournament. As the other end, Pelé, left wing beyond three. Pelé, bounce pass for Lee in the left block. Up top for Hatcher. We go to the other side, Jeffries. Into the corner for Lee. McCabe at the block. Turn around, put it up, missed it. And loose on the floor. Last touch by goes out of bounds. Last touch by Schuyler County. It'll be Jaron Hatcher to inbound it. Get it in for Lee along the left baseline. Tied up by Raina Small. And possession arrow stays with Green City. Under five to play here in the first quarter. 5-3 Schuyler County. Lady Rams the top seed in this tournament. But getting all they want right now from Green City is they get it to Hatcher at the free throw line. Missed the shot. Small out with the rebound. Her pass poked away. Picked up by Jeffries. Jeffries to the free throw line. Out for Pelé. Three-pointer on the way. Left is short. And rebound goes out of bounds. Back to Schuyler County. Small. Gets it in for Tallman. And Tallman will bring it up for Schuyler County across the timeline. And now Small right left wing beyond three. Ball fakes. Get pass over to Roberts. Roberts. Dribble drive in. Stop. Pop from 10. Missed the shot. And Haley out with a rebound. Flip it to Tallman. And now we're going to have a whistle and a foul. It's going to go against Green City. That's Alexa Lee. Her second. Team's third. And quickly up off the Gopher bench is Lily Helton. Oh, Madison Haley gets up. Favoring that right leg. It's Kate Hatfield back in the ball game. Also, Sydney Ashelman back in the ball game. As they get it in for Laws, dribble drive to the block, lay it up and in. Ashland Laws with 5 points. It's 7-3. Lady Rams with the lead. Lady Gophers with the basketball. Ahead to Pelé on the left baseline. Inside for Hatcher, missed the layup. And Ashelman the other way. Pass ahead to Laws at the block. Got too far under. Bailed out with a foul. And she'll shoot a pair. That time they whistled Jaron Hatcher for the personal. Her first, team's fourth. And Ashelman Laws with five, looking for six. Ready though up. Got it. 6 points for Laws. 8-3. Lady Rams by five. Laws, second free throw on the way. Got them both. 7 points for Laws, 9-3. Lady Rams by six with pressure. And stolen away by Ashelman. And she'll take it to the hoop, missed the shot. And rather with a rebound, Brittany Jeffries. Ahead to Helton. Long pass ahead for Pelé on the left baseline. Up top for Hatcher. And now Jeffries on the right wing. Bounce pass in the corner, Helton. Back to Jeffries. Jeffries dribble drive to the top of the key, and she's going to be tied up by Tallman. Possession arrow is Schuyler County's, and now Green City wants a timeout. 3:31 to play in the first. Schuyler County 9, Green City 3. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today.
Welcome back to La Plata High School. 84th La Plata Tournament, Schuyler County Lady Ram basketball on KMEM as they take on the Green City Lady Gophers. Lady Rams with it. Tallman left wing beyond three into the corner for Ashland. Back to Tallman. Tried to guard, did get it to Law. She'll kick it out to Roberts. Over to Tallman. Good ball movement by Schuyler County. Into the corner for Ashland. Missed the shot. Rebound by Tallman. And now over the back is going to be called on Lillian McCabe, her second. Team's fifth. And Sydney Ashelman will inbound into her own basket. Ashelman looks, Laws at the free throw line. She'll put it up from there. Rims out. McCabe with a rebound. And outlet pass over the head of Jeffries. As Raina Small comes back into the ball game, also Madison Blackerby into the ball game. As Tallman sits down, Taylor Roberts will sit down. As Small, now Ashelman. Fires it to Blackerby on the left wing. Now Small on the right side. Skip pass. Ashelman. Dump it over to Blackerby. Six-footer. Missed it. Laws with a rebound. Missed it. Hatfield with a rebound. Put it up and in. Kate Hatfield's first two of the ball game. Pressure by Schuyler County. And it works because they get Brittany Jeffries to walk with the basketball. 2:40 to play in the first quarter. Schuyler County with an 11-3 lead with the basketball. Raina Small, skip pass over to Laws, right side beyond three. Now Ashelman, bounce pass back to Laws at the block, put it up, hit the side of the backboard, got her own rebound. Now Hatfield, handoff back to Laws, to Ashelman between the two circles. Over to Blackerby, 15-footer up and in. Or to check that, Kate Hatfield with a 15-footer. She's got four. Hatcher ahead to Helton. Helton across the timeline, double teamed, and her pass stolen away by Hatfield. Pass ahead to Small. Layup up, layup in. 4 points for Small. And almost another steal. Hatcher, long pass over the head of Paige Pillay. And now Green City wants another timeout. 1:50 to play in the first quarter. Schuyler County 15, Green City 3. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Your team will travel a lot of yards this season. The question is, how much ground are you prepared to cover year-round? Make sure your vehicle is outfitted with the best in OEM and aftermarket parts and accessories. From tires and wheels to lift kits and bumpers, you'll find everything you need to make sure your ride stands out in the crowd. It's time to get jacked up. Visit Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories in Memphis for all your automotive needs. Call 660-328-6634 or visit MayberryFarms.com.
Back in La Plata tournament, we come out of the timeout. Schuyler County with us. Ashelman at the free throw line. Her pass tip picked up by Hatcher. And now Lily Helton with the basketball across the timeline to Jeffries. Now McCabe at the block. Turn around. Put it up off. Glass and in. Lillian McCabe with 4 points. And it's 15-5. Lady Rams by 10 with a basketball. Blackerby right wing beyond three over to Small on the left side. Into the corner, Ashelman. And her bounce pass to Laws is poked out of bounds by Pillay. Stays with Schuyler County. As Kennedy Parrish comes into the ball game. As Small air balls a three, taken out of there by Helton. Helton under a minute to play in the first quarter. I was about to say, Ashelman got by with a foul, and she did not get by with it. She picks up her second. Team's just the team's third. As Tallman comes back into the ball game, and Ashelman's going to have a seat. They get it in for Hatcher. Hatcher left baseline drive, missed the shot. Hatfield out with the rebound. Looks for an outlet, has Tallman. Tallman across the timeline, ahead to Small, left wing beyond three, over to Blackerby on the right side, lob it in for Hatfield, out to Tallman, three-pointer on the way, bullseye! Kelsey Tallman has 3 points. 18-5, Schuyler County with the lead, Lady Gophers with the basketball, and Helton airmails one. That was intended for Parrish. The Lady Rams get the ball back, 20 seconds to play in the first quarter. Kelsey Tallman across the timeline. Tallman bounce pass ahead on the right side for Small. Skip pass, Blackerby. Tallman left wing beyond three. Her pass, poke, picked up by Blackerby. Hatfield, dump it down. Laws lay it up and in. 9 points for Ashlyn Laws. Give the dime to Kate Hatfield, and that is the end of the first quarter with the score. Schuyler County 20. Green City 5, back with the second quarter in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Start the new year off-road with a new Polaris Ranger from Slayton Polaris. Right now, get $750 in free accessories on select Ranger 1000 models. With an unmatched combination of power, comfort, convenience, and strength, the Ranger XP 1000 finishes the biggest jobs, rides the toughest trails, and outlasts the longest days. Order yours today at Slayton Polaris. Offers vary by model. See Slayton Polaris for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Back in La Plata, 84th La Plata Tournament, Schuyler County Lady Ram basketball on your sports leader, Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM, FM Memphis. I'm Andy Middleton, glad to have you along as we start the second quarter, and turnover by Green City, Kennedy Parrish carries it. So the Lady Rams get it back. Kelsey Tallman across the timeline, gets a pick from Laws into the corner for Taylor Roberts back in the ball game. Her pass to Hatfield, poked away, picked up by Jeffries. Ahead to Kennedy Parrish, and Hatcher now from the left block, missed the shot, drew the foul. And Jaron Hatcher will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. The foul was on Ashlyn Laws, her first. Free throw up. Did everything but go down. Hatcher looking for her first point of the ball game. Free throw up. Got it. First point of the night for Jaron Hatcher. It's coming back in as Pele sitting down. Brittany Jeffries for Green City. And Kelsey Tallman will bring it up for the Lady Rams across the timeline. Gets a pick from Laws. Now that block for Hatfield. Turn around. Her shot blocked by Hatcher. Picked up by Helton. Long pass ahead to Pele. Pele left wing, the left baseline. And now Helton with it out to Parrish. In the corner, Hatcher, three-pointer won't go. Rebound tipped and taken out of there by Taylor Roberts. Roberts across the timeline. She'll give it up. Tallman between the circles. Now Roberts, now Laws. Along the baseline, ball fake back to Roberts around a Small on the left side. Tallman drives the baseline, tried to get it to Laws, stolen away by Helton. Helton, long pass ahead to Kennedy Parrish. Parrish, right wing beyond three, get it back to Helton. She'll try a deep three-pointer, missed it, and rebound taken out of there by Roberts. For Small to Tallman. Tallman pulls up on the right side. Get it back to Roberts. Roberts dribble drive in. Hatfield block. Turn around. Put it up. And good. 6 points for Kate Hatfield. As Pelé, pass ahead to Helton. Ahead to Parrish just inside the three-point arc. Pinballs out. Small with a rebound. Ahead to Roberts over her head and out of bounds. Back into the ball game. Madison Haley also in the ball game. Is Claudia Dixon for Schuyler County. Helton with it. Pressure by the Lady Rams. Haley Hirschberger comes in for Green City. Shot missed. Out of there is Raina Small. She'll bring it across the timeline. Now Tallman left side back to Small. Under six to play in the first half. Haley, skip pass to Small. Three-pointer on the way, left it short. And McCabe back in the ball game with a rebound. Outlet to Parrish. Long pass ahead to Hirschberger. McCabe now along the baseline, guarded by Claudia Dixon. Now Parrish to the right wing between the two circles for Helton. Man-to-man. Or kind of a shifting zone. McKay along the baseline works against Dixon, and she walked with it. Whew, coming back in, Brittany Jeffries for Green City. 22-6 is Schuyler County's lead. 5 minutes to play in the first half. Now Madison Blackerby, 15-footer, got it. Or Madison Haley, sorry about that. 15-footer up and in. 2 points for Madison Haley. And long pass ahead is stolen away by Tallman. Gets it to Haley. Hands back to Tallman. 24-6, Schuyler County. They get it for Dixon at the block. Back to Haley. Now top of the key for Tallman. Go left side Small. In the paint to Haley. Dump it for Dixon at the block. Turn around. She put it up and in. Claudia Dixon has two. And now a foul is going to be called, I believe, on Raina Small. And set to check back in Madison Blackerby. She'll come in for Tallman. And still substituting. Now Jaron Hatcher checks in for the Lady Gophers. And Hirschberger sits down. Now we're good to go. Pressure by Schuyler County, almost stolen away by Roberts. Long pass ahead to Hatcher. Hatcher on the left side of the left block. She'll put it up over Dixon, missed it, and rebound tipped around out of bounds. Last touch by McCabe. Schuyler County with it, leading 26-6, 4:12 to play in the first half. Roberts ahead to Blackerby on the right left side, into the corner for Haley. Skip past Roberts, go the other way for Small, stolen away by Hatcher. Hatcher to the left side, left block, lay it up, missed the shot, drew the foul. We're going to call that one on Taylor Roberts, her second. And to the free throw line will go Jaron Hatcher. 1 point looking for two. Free throw up. Missed it. Left it short. She will get another one. Free throw up. Missed it. Rebound tipped around out of bounds. They say last touch by Claudia Dixon. So the ball will stay with Green City under their own basket. So far, only 1 point in the second quarter. Now Hatcher, three-pointer, airball it out of bounds. Back to Schuyler County. Only one free throw in this second quarter so far for Green City. So Blackerby now Small. Ahead to Blackerby across the timeline. Pulls up on the left side. Dixon to the free throw line. Now Roberts, right wing beyond three. They keep trying to force that ball in. And quick hands by these Lady Gophers. They keep swatting them back out. Brittany Jeffries the other way. Now Pelé along the left baseline for Hatcher, and she's going to be fouled by Madison Haley. And Haley, that is foul number one, 17 foul. as Hatfield back in, Ashelman back in, and Laws come back in the ball game. And back to the free throw line goes Jaron Hatcher, still one looking for two. Free throw up. Missed it. Pinballed out. Hatfield with a rebound. Outlet to Ashelman. Ashelman will pull up right side. Now Hatfield top of the key. Blackerby on the left side. Skip pass over to Ashelman. Thought about the three. Dribble drive in. Got kind of fouled up. And now Raina Small, 12-footer along the baseline. Fight for the rebound. And now a jump ball call. Possession arrow is Schuyler County's. Claire Gordon into the ball game, a freshman for Green City. Hatfield slaps the basketball, get it in Laws, right left wing beyond three between the circle, Small. Blackerby would go the other way, Ashelman. And now Laws at the block. McCabe got a hand on that shot. Now ball loose on the floor. Now it's Green City the other way as Jeffries pulls up right wing beyond three, now between the circles for Gordon. And she'll find Hatcher at the free throw line, but I think a whistle will foul. Is going to be called on Raina Small. That's her second team's eighth. And back to the free throw line goes Jaron Hatcher. Still one looking for two. Got it. And it's 26-7. Lady Rams by 19. Second free throw on the way. Got them both. 3 points for Jaron Hatcher. And an 18-point Lady Ram lead. Long pass ahead to Small for Laws at the block. She laid it up and in. 11 points for Ashland Laws, and it's 28-8. Schuyler County with the lead. Green City with the basketball. Alexa Lee now in the corner. Hatcher, three-pointer on the way. Got it! Hey, Jaron Hatcher just needed to find her rhythm at the free throw line. She's got six. Six of Green City's 11 points. Ashelman now Laws at the block. Hatfield spin to the middle. Turn around, put it up. Missed it. And Alexa Lee out with a rebound. Outlet to Hatcher. Hatcher, it's past Ashelman. Ahead to Gordon, back to Hatcher. Put up the shot, missed it. Rebound, kick back out to her from the block, put it up and in. And all of a sudden, Jaron Hatcher is a one Lady Gopher show. The other end, it's Ashelman. Right wing beyond three for Hatfield at the free throw line. Out to Blackerby around the other way for Small on the left side. Get past Ashelman between the circles. Under two to play. Left wing, Blackerby between the circles for Small. Now Ashelman on the right side. Bounce pass for Hatfield. Kick it down to Laws. Left baseline. Got it to go down. <coughs> 13 points for Ashland Laws. And Gordon almost stolen away. Bailed out by a foul. It's going to be Sydney Ashelman. If that's so, that is her third. It is. Quickly off the bench is Taylor Roberts. And Sydney probably going to sit the last minute and 20 seconds. To the free throw line, Claire Gordon looking for her first point of the night. Free throw up. Got it. Claire Gordon with her first point. And it's 30-14. Free throw up. She got them both. 2 points for Claire Gordon. A 15-point Schuyler County lead. Long pass ahead for Hatfield across the timeline. Now Small with it. Give it up, Blackerby. Hatfield, now Raina Small, three-pointer, too hard off the back iron. Rebound tipped around, saved inbounds by Ashland Laws. As Hatfield tried to force one to Laws, poked out of bounds. Last touch by Green City. So Raina Small to trigger. Slaps the basketball, inbound Roberts. Three-pointer on the way, skips across the rim. Blackerby with a rebound, got it to Laws. And now they're going to send Ashland to the free throw line. And we evidently called that one on Jaron Hatcher, her second, and Laws free throw off the side of the rim. Laws, a game best 13 first half points so far as McCabe gets set to check back in for Green City. And Jaron Hatcher is going to sit down. And Ashlyn Laws with another free throw. 13 looking for 14. Free throw up. Got it. 14 points for Ashlyn Laws. And it's 31-15, under a minute to play in the first half. Long pass and across the timeline. Hershberger back in the ballgame. Now stolen away by Roberts. Hands off to Laws. Laws takes it right at McCabe. Now she'll stop. Get it back to Roberts. Roberts bounced past Laws at the free throw line. Along the baseline for Small, airballed it, and goes off of Roberts' hands out of bounds. Back to Green City. 36.8 to play in the first half. As they get it in for, well, and for Hershberger, lucky they didn't call her for traveling. Back for Helton. Now loose on the floor. Helton with it, three-pointer on the way, left it short. Laws with a rebound. Looks for an outlet. And finally, see Small gets it ahead to her. Now Small between the circles. 14 seconds. Blackerby, Hatfield at the left block for Laws, and she's going to be fouled, I believe, by McCabe. Tallman gets set to check back in. That was on McCabe. Lillian, that's her third. So she'll come out of the ball game for the last 10.8. Ashlyn Laws, pretty nice first half, 14 looking for 15, got it. 15 points for Ashlyn Laws, 32-15. The Lady Rams with a lead. Laws, free throw up. She got them both. 16 points for Ashlyn Laws. 10.8 to play in the first half, 33-15. Lady Rams back to an 18-point lead. As Helton across the timeline, guarded by Hatfield. Helton's going to take it all the way to the rack, left side layup wouldn't go. And Hatfield, they'll get no shot at the buzzer, and that's how we end the first half with the score. Schuyler County 33, Green City 15. Back with a halftime in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
School's back in session, and that means it's time to study up on school bus safety. Follow these tips to keep school buses and kids safe. Stop at least 20 feet from a bus displaying red flashing lights or with its stop arm extended. Remember, you must stop when approaching from both the rear and from the opposite direction on undivided roads. Red flashing lights on buses indicate students are either entering or exiting the bus. Do not attempt to drive around a bus. Altering your route or schedule to avoid a bus is one way to improve safety. In doing so, you won't find yourself behind a bus and, as a result, potentially putting children at risk. Pay attention for pedestrians. Watch for school crossing patrols and pedestrians and reduce speeds in and around school zones. And remember, it's the law to stop for pedestrians. The law applies to all street corners for both marked and unmarked crosswalks. A life-saving message from Schuyler County R1 Schools and KMEM Radio.
Farming can be dangerous, so take time for safety. Look out for power lines before exiting a vehicle, when loading and transporting machinery, and when raising equipment arms, extensions, and truck beds. Use caution when handling irrigation pipe, ladders, or anything that could reach an overhead power line. Keep equipment at least 10 feet from power lines and use a spotter when moving tall loads. Keep safety first. Always. Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your proud Touchstone member.
It's cold outside, but the chores still need done. Slayton Polaris wants to help you get the work done faster and in comfort with a new Ranger XP1000. Right now, you can start the new year off-road and get $750 in free accessories on select Ranger 1000 models. Get a full enclosure with doors, windows, and rear panels. And don't forget, you can even add a heater. Order yours today at Slayton Polaris or stop in and see their selection of Ranger 1000s today. Offers vary by model. See Slayton Polaris for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Welcome back. La Plata High School, 84th La Plata Tournament. We're at halftime of top-seeded Schuyler County, 8-seed Green City Lady Gophers. And at the half, 33-15 is Schuyler County's lead. Lady Rams led 20-5 after one. Outscored Green City 13-10 in the second to lead 33-15 at the half. Green City led in scoring by Jaron Hatcher's 8 points. They got four points from Lily Ann McCabe. Free throw from Paige Pillay and Claire Gordon with a couple of free throws for Green City. Schuyler County, Ashlyn Laws, what a first half she had. 16 first half points for the senior to lead all scorers. Kaylin Hatfield chipped in 6. Raina Small with 4. Three-pointer from Kelsey Tallman and 2 apiece for Madison Haley and Claudia Dixon. Back with more halftime in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Who are you? I'm you, from the future. What do you want? I want to tell you about Dave. Dave has your future money. Spend it on whatever you need. With extra cash from Dave, you can get up to $500 instantly with no interest and no credit check. Download the Dave app from the App Store right now. That's D-A-V-E. Sign up for an extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve. Member FDIC.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
I never thought about space in my cramped apartment, but in this house, all I see is empty space. The sofa and ottoman look like tiny islands in a sea of hardwood floors. I could get 2 ottomans in the living room, but then I'd need another sofa. I could tell people I'm into minimalism.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri understands that in today's economy, small business owners are struggling to stay afloat. So when you make a sale, sign a new customer, or renew a contract, the last thing you need is to be charged for your success. That's why when your business bakes with Exchange Bank, we won't charge you fees for the little things you should expect from a full-service community bank. Let us help your small business grow. Stop by one of our locations today and ask about our small business checking accounts. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Start the new year off right with lag-free gaming, uninterrupted connectivity, and increased online security. Start the new year off right with Nemer's Fiber to the Home Internet. You'll love Nemer's Fiber to the Home difference. Our speeds are fast. Our internet and telephone services are reliable. And most importantly, Nemer is local. Fiber to the Home is the best internet available, and Nemer's providing it. Learn more at www.nemer.net. Nemer wishes you a happy, healthy, and connected new year.
Welcome back, 84th, the La Plata Tournament. We're at half of this third game of the night. It's the 1-8 matchup, Schuyler County Lady Rams, Green City Lady Gophers, and it's been mostly Schuyler County, the lead by 18 at the half, 33-15. Earlier, the game just before this one was the 2-7 matchup, Schuyler County and Scotland County. It was Schuyler County winning their 14th game of the season, a 62-46 win over Scotland County. Rams led 16-11 after one. They outscored Scotland County 17-10 in the second, led 33-21 at the half. Scotland County outscored the Rams 13-10 in the third, led Schuyler County still with a 43-34 lead. And the Rams outscored the Tigers 21-12 in the fourth to win at 62-46. Again, Schuyler County improves to 14-4. Scotland County drops to 3-12. Corbin Blessing and Vince Dale paced the Tigers with 14 and 12, respectively. KL1D led all scorers with 21 points. They've got 15 from Connor Smith for the Rams in the win. It is Schuyler County 33-15 over the Green City Lady Gophers at the half. Back with the third quarter in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today.
Whether you're thinking of buying, improving, or refinancing, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has the terms and rates to put your plan into action for vehicle loans, home loans, personal loans, and ag loans. 7 Northeast Missouri locations have experienced staff ready and waiting to serve you in Cahoga, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, and Wayland, serving the rural community for over 100 years. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The toilet sneeze. Every flush spews bacteria onto surfaces that little Bobby touches and then spreads to the light switch and everywhere else in the house. Yuck. So Dad uses Microban 24 to help stop the spread. It's the only sanitizing spray with a long-lasting shield that keeps killing 99.9% of bacteria on surfaces for up to 24 hours. Be confident you're protecting your family with Microban 24. Don't just sanitize it, Microban it.
Streaming only on Peacock. From the mind of Rian Johnson, the writer-director of Knives Out.
Miss Kale, you've got this gift. Always knowing the truth.
I only know if something is a lie. The real trick of it is to figure out why.
Natasha Lyonne is Charlie Kale.
It wasn't an accident. I think there's been a murder.
You watch too much Dateline.
A new 10-part mystery series.
Wolves on my fender. I gotta keep moving.
I have been kind of a death magnet.
Poker Face. Streaming now only on Peacock.
Start the new year off right with lag-free gaming, uninterrupted connectivity, and increased online security. Start the new year off right with Nemer's Fiber to the Home Internet. You'll love Nemer's Fiber to the Home difference. Our speeds are fast. Our internet and telephone services are reliable. And most importantly, Nemer is local. Fiber to the Home is the best internet available, and Nemer's providing it. Learn more at www.nemer.net. Nemer wishes you a happy, healthy, and connected new year.
Welcome back to La Plata High School, 84th La Plata basketball tournament. Night number 2, still in the opening round, top-seeded Schuyler County Lady Rams and the 8-seed Green City Lady Gophers. Schuyler County Lady Ram basketball on your sports leader, Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa. KMEM FM Memphis, I'm Andy Middleton. Glad to have you along tonight. As we already know, I think that the only games, we have 2 tomorrow, but they're the bookends. We will have the 4:30, the opener, Scotland County, Putnam County ladies in consolation semis. And then the 9 o'clock game, the La Plata, Putnam County consolation, boys consolation semifinals. That's for sure the 2 we will have tomorrow as we start the third quarter. Green City with it. They get it to McCabe. Backs in against Laws. Missed the bunny. And Laws with the rebound. So now it has Ashelman. Ashelman playing with 3 fouls. They head to Roberts, left wing beyond 3. The free throw line. Now Randy Small on the other side. Between the circles, Ashelman. Ashelman is a 2-3 zone defense by the Gophers. Ashelman for Hatfield along the baseline. 15-footer up and in. 8 points for Hatfield. Pressure by the Lady Rams. 35-15. Now steal by Roberts. And she'll get it to Small. No, stolen away by Hatcher. Tried to get it to Small, and Hatcher just went up and got it. And now the other way, Alexa Lee, right side. Bounce pass into McCabe. She'll kick it up for Jeffries. Jeffries top of the key to the free throw line. Bounce pass almost stolen away by Hatfield. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Hatcher. And quickly, timeout called by Green City. 6:58 to play in the third. Lady Rams 35, Lady Gophers 15. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
School is back in session, and that means it's time to study up on school bus safety. Follow these tips to keep school buses and kids safe. Stop at least 20 feet from a bus displaying red flashing lights or with its stop arm extended. Remember, you must stop when approaching from both the rear and from the opposite direction on undivided roads. Red flashing lights on buses indicate students are either entering or exiting the bus. Do not attempt to drive around a bus. Altering your route or schedule to avoid a bus is one way to improve safety. In doing so, you won't find yourself behind a bus and, as a result, potentially putting children at risk. Pay attention for pedestrians. Watch for school crossing patrols and pedestrians and reduce speeds in and around school zones. And remember, it's the law to stop for pedestrians. The law applies to all street corners for both marked and unmarked crosswalks. A life-saving message from Schuyler County R1 Schools and KMEM Radio.
Welcome back to La Plata High School, 84th La Plata Tournament, Schuyler County Lady Ram basketball on KMEM. We come out of the timeout. Schuyler County with it. Small gets it in for Roberts. Ahead to Hatfield. Back to Roberts in the corner. Laws. Skip pass over to Ashman on the left side. Now Small will try a 15-footer. Left is short. Hatfield with the rebound. Backs it against McCabe. Kick it out Small. Top of the key, Ashman. To the free throw line. Put it up from there. Left it short. And now with the rebound was Filet. Outlet for Jeffries. 2-1-2 full court press by the Lady Rams. Hatcher threw it over the head of McCabe. Ball ran down by Alexa Lee. Falling out of bounds. Somehow she got it to McCabe. And McCabe let it go through her legs out of bounds. Heck of a save by Lee. As into the ball game comes Helton. And Lillian McCabe sits down. So Lily Helton in. Lillian McCabe out. Head to Laws. Now Ashelman top of the key. Small. Skip pass over to Roberts on the right wing. Roberts to the top of the key. Now Ashelman on the right side. Ball fake back to Roberts. The free throw line Small. Quick passing for Small. Block for Hatfield. Turn around, put it up, missed it. And Lily Hill now with a rebound. Ahead for Pelé. Pelé pulls up left wing. Now along the baseline, Hatcher. Rejected by Hatfield. Rejected again. That time Pelé by Hatfield. And Ashelman comes out of there with it. Takes it to the rack. Lay it up. Missed the shot. Hatfield with a rebound. Her putback wouldn't go. Ball finally goes out of bounds. Last touch by, I believe, Brittany Jeffries. Small or to lost inbound. Get it in Hatfield. Now Small at the top of the key. Skip pass over to Ashelman for Hatfield as a block. That time she turned around and put it up and in. 10 points for Kate Hatfield, 37-15. 5:24 to play in the third. Play in a double team, and she's going to be tied up. Possession arrow belongs to Schuyler County. Into the ball game comes Kennedy Parrish. And Paige Pelé will have a seat. Raina Small with it. Ahead, left side for Roberts into the corner, Small. Skip pass Ashelman to the free throw line. Now Hatfield. Into the corner, Laws. Dribble drive. The baseline. Laws puts it up and in. 18 points for Ashelman. It is 39-15. Hatcher across the timeline, pulls up left wing beyond three. And threw it over the head of Jeffries, but they say last touched by the Lady Rams. So it will be Kennedy Parrish to inbound it. Get it in for Helton along the right baseline, guarded by Laws. Back to Parrish, three-pointer on the way. Missed it. Hatcher with a rebound. Lost a handle on it. And actually, ball went off of Lee. Out of bounds, back to Schuyler County. Small inbounds it to Roberts, ahead to Hatfield. Hands off Roberts. Roberts to the right right wing. Give it up Hatfield between the circles for Small. Under five to play in the third. Now left baseline. Ashlyn Law, skip pass over to Small on the right side. Bounce pass to the block. Hatfield, turn around. Put it up and in. 12 points for Hatfield. 41-15. Helton with it, and she'll get it across to Parrish. Across the timeline, Helton. She'll lob it to Hatcher and pass knocked out of bounds by Ashlyn Laws. Madison Haley back in the ballgame. Tallman back in the ballgame. Laws sits down, and Ashelman sits down. And now Jaren Hatcher will trigger under her own basket. In for Helton. Along the left baseline, dribble drive in, right at Hatfield, and they're going to get Kate with the personal. That's just her first. Team's first of the second half into the free throw line. Gazula Helton, free throw up, got it. Lee's going to sit down. Back into the ball game comes Haley Hirschberger. And Lily Helton, second free throw, up and in. Got them both. 2 points for Helton, 41-16. Tallman ahead, too small, left wing beyond three. Skip pass over to Hatfield. And into the corner, Roberts. Block for Hatfield. Turn around. Block behind by Jaron Hatcher, but they're going to whistle her for the personal. That's three. To the free throw line goes Kate Hatfield. 12 looking for 13. Free throw up. Alligator armed it. She'll get another one. 41-17, under four to play in the third. Schuyler County with a lead. Free throw up. Pin balls out, and Hatcher out with a rebound. Looks for an outlet. Has Helton. Helton motors across the timeline. She gets somehow. Paige Parrish caught a bullet in the paint and held on to it. Missed the shot. Hatfield out with a rebound. Outlet to Small. Small dribbles in the center circle, guarded by Jeffries. Now Madison Haley back to Hatfield, top of the key. Haley at the block and missed Hatfield. The loose ball picked up by Roberts. Left block, Kaylin Hatfield. Turn around, put it up and in. 14 points for Hatfield. Long pass ahead to Parrish. Now Helton on the right wing. To Parrish between the circles. Dribble to the top of the key, skip pass into the corner. Hatcher, three-pointer on the way, got it. Jaron Hatcher.
For more than 35 years, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club has been a huge part of Schuyler County athletics. From purchasing new equipment and remodeling the weight room to taking care of concessions and selling Ram merchandise, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club is now and has always been an important part of the life lessons learned by Ram athletes. Teamwork, fair play, and honesty. In these uncertain times, we are more excited than ever to welcome our athletes back to competition and look forward to cheering on our Rams.
Welcome back to La Plata. We got cut off there for a second. 84th will play the tournament. We didn't really miss a whole lot, surprisingly enough. Traded missed baskets, and now Green City with another own basket. Hatcher inbounds to Helton. And now Parrish with it. Parrish dribble drive in the paint. Floater goes down. Kennedy Parrish has 2 points. 43-22. Lady Rams by 21. Kelsey Tallman, now Blackery back in the ballgame across the timeline. Blackery left wing between the circles. Tallman. Now pass for Small. Poked out of bounds by Jeffries. As into the ball game. 23. See if Dad's got an old program here. Probably not. Anyway, I've got 23 for the Lady Rams in the ball game. Also, Law's back in the ball game, and she airmails one for Blackerby. As Claire Gordon set to check back in for the Lady Gophers and Kennedy Parrish. Or no, check that. Brittany Jeffries is going to sit down. A minute 48 to play in the third. 43-22, Lady Rams by 21. As Helton across the timeline, give it for Gordon, right wing beyond three. Back to Helton in the backcourt. Now free throw line, that's Hershberger. Out to Gordon on the right side. Now three-pointer right wing. Helton goes down. Lily Helton has five. 43-25. Schuyler County with the lead in the basketball. Blackerby for Haley at the free throw line. Tried to force one to Laws. Poked away by Hatcher. Picked up by Helton. Bounced pass ahead. Gordon, and Gordon walked with it. Hatfield back in. Ashwin back in. Small sits down, as does Haley. And I still don't know who 23 is. Well, Ashwin to inbound it. Pressure by the Lady Gophers as Hatfield. All of a sudden, Hatfield is firing pellets. He's trying to get it back to Ashwin and launched a missile at her. Out of bounds, back to Green City, and Helton with the basketball. Between the circles, dribble drive right at Ashelman, and fell down, but she's bailed out by a foul. Just a third team foul. It's going to be four on Sydney Ashelman. And back in comes Roberts. Ashelman sits down with four fouls. So Hatcher to inbound it. Mounted for Gordon. And now jump ball, and it's Schuyler County on the possession arrow. Under one to play in the third. Full court pressure by the Lady Gophers. Full court man-to-man into 23. And she will motor across the timeline. And she looked like going to take it all the way out. So give it up, Laws, layup up and in. And that's how you break the press. 20 points for Ashlyn Laws. Helton with it. Across the timeline. Helton dribble drives all the way to the rim. Missed it. And rebound tipped around, taken out of there by Helton. Into the corner, Hatcher. Hatcher dribble drive along the baseline. Shot blocked by Hatfield, but a whistle and a foul is either going to be on Hatfield or Roberts. They're going to call it on Taylor Roberts. And that's her third. To the free throw line goes Jaren Hatcher. Free throw up. Got it. 12 points for Hatcher. Hatcher. Free throw up. She got them both. 13 points for Jaren Hatcher. 45-27. As they get it across timeline for Laws. Now Roberts center circle. Man-to-man. Lady Gopher defense. Laws will get it for Hatfield. Now right wing for Taylor Roberts. Will give and go to Ashlyn Laws. Missed the shot. Drew the foul. And Laws will shoot a pair. Call the foul on Parrish. Her first. Team second. Laws with 20. Looking for 21. Free throw up. Missed it. An 18-point Lady Ram lead, 12.2 to play in the third. Lady Rams, 15-3, the top seed in this tournament. Free throw up. Alligator armed it. Rebound tipped around and finally out of bounds. Last touch by Schuyler County. Should the lead hold for another quarter, Lady Rams will get La Plata in the semifinals, 7:30 on Thursday. The other end is Hatcher. Shot blocked by Hatfield. Ahead to Roberts. A prayer at the buzzer not answered. And that's how we end the third with the Lady Rams leading 45-27. Back with the fourth in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A. is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B. is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C.'s Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
For more than 35 years, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club has been a huge part of Schuyler County athletics. From purchasing new equipment and remodeling the weight room to taking care of concessions and selling Ram merchandise, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club is now and has always been an important part of the life lessons learned by Ram athletes. Teamwork, fair play, and honesty. In these uncertain times, we are more excited than ever to welcome our athletes back to competition and look forward to cheering on our Rams.
Welcome back. La Plata High School, 84th La Plata tournament. If you're counting the they didn't have it in 43 because of World War II, and they didn't get to finish it last year because of the weather. So, but it started in 39, and if you take it all the way to 23, that's 84 years as pass is blocked and then stolen away by Kelsey Tallman. Lady Rams the other way, leading by 18. As Roberts on the block for Hatfield, missed the shot. Rebound Hatcher, outlet to Melton. Melton across the timeline. Lady Rams in a 2-3 zone. Pelé back in the ball game, left wing beyond three. Along the baseline for Hatcher, airballed it. And Laws comes out with a rebound. Outlet to Tallman. Tallman works against Jeffries. Man-to-man defense by the Lady Gophers. Roberts Over for Raina Small, left side. Small will float one in for Ashlyn Laws. She'll lay it up and in. Just floated a pass down to Laws. Laws did the rest. 22 points for Ashlyn. The other end, it's Jeffries, right wing beyond three. Her pass kicked out of bounds by Laws. It'll stay with the Lady Gophers. Hatcher to inbound. Hatcher will get it in for Melton on the right side. Up top for Pelay. Now Hatcher, ball fake, works against Small. Into the corner for Jeffries. Jeffries will bring it back to the backcourt. Now Pelay, bounce pass ahead for Lee at the free throw line. Back to Pelay. Now Melton, three-pointer on the way. Left it sure. Off the front of the rim and out of there with the rebound is Raina Small. Lady Rams by 20. 6:25 to play in the ball game. For Tallman, right wing beyond three. Tallman, dribble drive right at Hatcher. She'll kick it back out to Hatfield. Baseline, 12. Butter got it. 16 points for Kate Hatfield. 49-27. Melton was going to take it at Hatfield, and actually Kelsey Tallman took the bullet, her first. Just the fifth team foul. Schuyler County, McCabe comes back into the ball game, and Hatcher's going to get a breather. And Pelay to inbound it. Inbound to McCabe, and she'll put it up off glass and in. William McCabe kind of snuck in behind everybody, got the ball 6 feet from the basket and banked it home. The other end is give and go from Hatfield to Small. Lost the handle on it. Hatfield got it back, put it up from 12, missed the shot. Small out with a rebound and double dribbled. 49-29. Schuyler County with the lead. Green City with the basketball. Melton ahead to Jeffries, right wing beyond three. Back to Melton at the free throw line. Lee, kick it out left side, Pelay. Now at the free throw line, Lee takes it at Hatfield, high off glass and got it. Alexa Lee has two. Back to an 18-point Lady Ram lead. Roberts across the timeline between the two circles, left side. And now bounce pass, she walked with it. She went one way with a fake the pass one way and went the other and pulled that pivot foot. Lily Helton across the timeline. Now Lee at the free throw line tried another high bank shot, missed it. Hatfield out with a rebound. Helton, not Melton. Kelsey Tallman across the timeline, ahead to Hatfield to the top of the key to the free throw line. Put it up from there, left it short. Followed her shot, got her own rebound for the left baseline, missed the shot. There for the rebound, Roberts missed it. Loose ball taken out of there by Small. Tallman, now Roberts, 16-footer, got it! First two of the night for Taylor Roberts. And a 20-point Lady Ram lead. Helton across the timeline for Lee at the free throw line. Missed the shot. Roberts with a rebound. Outlet to Tallman. Tallman, and she's going to be fouled by Brittany Jeffries. That's her first, team's third. As into the ball game, Kira Vassy, as Mike Schmidley may be clearing his bench here. Getting some Kira Vassy in the ball game. Now it's Small. Stop pop from six. Missed the shot. Vassy out with a rebound. Outlet to Helton. She'll motor across the timeline. Pull up right wing beyond three. Hatcher top of the key. Ball fake. Works against Small. And now also Haley Hershberger back in the ball game. Now whistle and a foul. I think on, that's Taylor Roberts. It is her fourth. Page, Pelay, and now skip pass for Helton on the right wing. Works against Tallman to the baseline. Too far into the basket. Shot rejected by Hatfield. 3:44 to play. Lady Rams by 20. Hatfield pulls up right wing. Gets it to Small between the circles. Now Tallman on the left side for Hatfield. Their shot blocked, partially blocked by Hatcher, but they whistle Jaren for the personal, and that's her fourth. Team's fifth, and to the free throw line goes Kate Hatfield. Clock stopped with 3:35 to play. Hatfield missed everything. 16 points for Kate Hatfield as Ashelman comes back into the ball game. Also, Blackerby Tallman's going to sit down. And Taylor Roberts sat down. Hatfield. Free throw up. She got that one. 17 points for Kate Hatfield. And Green City wants a timeout. 3:35 to play in the ball game. Schuyler County 52, Green City 31. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today.
Welcome back. 84th La Plata Basketball Tournament. Schuyler County Lady Ram Basketball on your sports leader, Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. I'm Andy Middleton. Glad to have you along tonight. We come out of the timeout. The Lady Gophers with it. It's Helton on the right side. And now Hirschberg along the baseline. Threw it over the head of Helton. Picked up by Ashelman. Layup up. Layup in. Sydney Ashelman has her first two of the game. And it's 54-31. Helton across the timeline. Across for Pillay. And tried to force one to Hatcher. Poked away by Laws. Picked up by Ashelman. She'll get it ahead to Laws. And Ashelman finishes with a layup. 24 points for Ashelman Laws. Helton right at Kate Hatfield. Hatfield blocked her shot. Then threw it over the head of Ashelman. Ran down by Ashelman. And she'll get it Hatfield. Snuck in behind Hatcher, and Ashelman found her for the layup. Kate Hatfield with 19. And now basketball poked away from Belay by Blackerby. And for Ashelman, left block, lay it up, got it. And all of a sudden, the Lady Rams have exploded. Timeout, 2:27 to play in the ball game. Schuyler County 60, Green City 31. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
We rely on millions of working people each day to help keep America strong and growing. When operating large equipment, tractors, dump trucks, grain trucks, or anything with booms or extensions, be aware of overhead power lines. Make sure you have at least 10 feet of clearance. Keep safety first. Always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative. Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Welcome back. La Plata High School. La Plata Basketball Tournament. We come out of the timeout. Green City with it. Shot went up. Long rebound goes out of bounds. And back to Schuyler County. Kelsey Tallman to inbound it. Full court pressure employed by the Lady Gophers. Get it into Madison Haley and take it away from her from behind by Brittany Jeffries. Jeffries across the timeline, bounce pass free throw line to Lee. Lee works against Dixon. Her pass tapped by Blackerby. ran down by Lee, and now Hatcher along the baseline is going to be fouled by Claudia Dixon. First foul on Dixon and sends Hatcher to the free throw line. Jaron with 13 and 14. She'll get another one. Hatcher, free throw up. Got it. 15 points for Jaron Hatcher. And it's 60 to 33. And 23 back in the ball game for Schuyler County. And lost a handle on the basketball. And end up walking with it. A minute 49 to play. Brittany Jeffries across the timeline. And Claire Gordon back into the ball game. Finds Lee. Bounce pass in the paint for Hatcher. And poked away from her out of bounds by Haley. As into the ball game. Millie Ortega, a freshman for Green City. And she will inbound it into her own basket. Slaps the basketball. Finds Parrish. Turn around. She'll put it up and in. 4 points for Kennedy Parrish. And it's 60-35. Blackerby fires one for Dixon too hard. Dixon couldn't hang on to it. And it's Jeffries the other way. Guarded by 23. Jeffries pulls up between the two circles. Now Parrish, dribble drive in. She's going to be fouled by 23. And to the free throw line goes Kennedy Parrish. Four, looking for five. Free throw up. Got it. 24-point Lady Ram lead. 5 points for Parrish. Second one. On the way, she missed it. And Madison Haley out with a rebound. Looks for an outlet, has Jordan. She's wearing 23, so until I know better, just call her Jordan. As Tallman has it, right baseline for Blackerby. Fires one at Dixon and backs in against Hatcher. Missed the shot, got the rebound, put it back up, blocked by Hatcher. And Lady Gophers the other way. Parrish across the timeline between the circles. And now Jeffries into the corner for Ortega. Poked away from her by Madison Haley. Out of bounds. Stays with Green City. Is into the ball game. Kyra Vassy. And it looks like the subs are coming in. Although McCabe does come back in. They get it in for Parrish. Floater. Off glass. Wouldn't go. And the rebound was Green City's. That was Gordon falling down. Now Haley with it. Haley for Blackerby. Blackerby across the timeline with 24 seconds. Blackerby picks up her dribble, gets it to Tallman. Tallman right at Ortega, lost the handle on the basketball, just simply lost it. Out of bounds, back to Green City with 14 seconds. Inbounded for Vassy. Vassy across the timeline and airmail one to fellow freshman Claire Gordon. Lady Rams get it back with 8.5 to play. Blackerby gets it in for Jordan. And Tallman. Tallman across the timeline, three. Bounce pass Dixon, poked away, out of bounds with 0.4 to play. Be Schuyler County's basketball. Haley to trigger. Slaps it and tries to get it in. Get it in, Blackerby, and that is the ball game. Lady Rams win it 60 to 35 over the Green City Lady Gophers. I'll be back to wrap this and this evening up in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Your team will travel a lot of yards this season. The question is, how much ground are you prepared to cover year-round? Make sure your vehicle is outfitted with the best in OEM and aftermarket parts and accessories. From tires and wheels to lift kits and bumpers, you'll find everything you need to make sure your ride stands out in the crowd. It's time to get jacked up. Visit Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories in Memphis for all your automotive needs. Call 660-328-6634 or visit MayberryFarms.com.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
They say the smaller the town, the bigger the heart. As a small-town, family-owned business, we believe in that saying. Since 1994, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We're also in the business of lifting up those who support us, taking pride in the communities and people we serve. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Schuyler County students and athletes.
Welcome back to the 84th La Plata basketball tournament, night number 2. And our day is in the books. Schuyler County, the Lady Rams, the top seed, take care of business, knocking off Green City, the final 60-35. Schuyler County led 20-5 after one, never really looked back. They outscored the Lady Gophers 13-10 in the second, led 33-15 at the half. Each team scored 12 apiece, so the third quarter was a push. Schuyler County still led by 18 after three, 45-27. And then they outscored Green City 15-8 in the fourth to win it by 25, 60-35. Green City drops to 5-14. They were led in scoring by Jared Hatcher's 15. They got 6 points for Lily Ann McKay, 5 from Lily Helton, as well as Kenny Parrish's 5, 2 points from Claire Gordon, and a free throw from Paige Pillay. Lady Rams improved to 16-3. They were led by Ashlyn Laws, 24. She led all scores. Kate Hatfield chipped in 19. 4 points apiece from Sydney Ashman and Raina Small. And a three from Kelsey Tallman, Taylor Roberts, Madison Haley, and Claudia Dixon with 2 points apiece. So Schuyler County moves on to the championship semifinal 7:30 on Thursday. They will take on the number 5-seeded La Plata Lady Bulldogs. Green City will play the opener on Thursday in the consolation semifinals against number 4-seeded Atlanta. The other consolation semi is already set. The first game tomorrow, Scotland County and Putnam County ladies. And then the 9 o'clock game, the 2 games we'll have tomorrow, La Plata and Putnam County boys consolation semifinal. The other game we did for you tonight, Schuyler County and Scotland County boys in a 2-7 matchup. And it was Schuyler County winning their 14th game of the season, defeating Scotland County 62-46. 16-11 after one. The Rams outscored the Tigers 17-10 in the second, led 33-21 after two. The Tigers outscored Schuyler County 13-10 in the third. It was 43-34 after three. But the Rams run away with it in the fourth, outscoring Scotland County 21-12 to win at 62-46. Rams improved to 14-4. Scotland County drops to 3-12. Tigers led in scoring by Corbin Blessings, 14. Vince Dale with 12. Schuyler County, Kale Wendy led all scores with 21. Connor Smith had 15 for the Rams. And so the Rams move into the championship semifinals Thursday at 6. They'll take on the winner of the next game, last game of tonight, 3-6 matchup. Atlanta, the 3, North taking on North Shelby, the 2. Of course, obviously, we won't be carrying that game because I am out of here. Mark Denny's out of here. And we'll see you tomorrow. Bright and early, the 4:30 game tomorrow. So I am out of here. Thanks for listening. For producer Mark Denny, so glad to have him back. I'm Andy Middleton. Thanks for listening. This is KMEM Sports. Good night.
And thanks very much, Andy. Good job as always, and it's good to be back, if just briefly. 8:45 is the time. Hope you've enjoyed high school basketball from the La Plata tournament tonight. Schuyler Scotland boys, Schuyler Green City girls, Schuyler boys and girls coming out on the top on both those games tonight. And the games are brought to you in part by Community Bank of Memphis, member FDIC. By Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC. By Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis. By Jay's Foods in Memphis. Mayberry Farm Truck Accessories north of Memphis. The Memphis Democrat Weekly Newspaper. Memphis Lumber Company. Northeast Rural Telephone Company. Nutrien Ag Solutions in Memphis. People's Bank of Wauconda in Canton and Cahokia, member FDIC. Scotland County R1 Schools. Slayton Polaris ATVs north of Memphis. The Farm Shop in Edina. And Tri-County Electric in Lancaster. And also by these Schuyler County businesses that include Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Schuyler County R1 Schools, the Schuyler County Times, Slayton Polaris ATVs, and Tri-County Electric in Lancaster. And as Andy said, tomorrow, be sure to stay tuned. Games are going to be split up. We've got a 4:30 affair for you. It's girls Scotland versus Putnam, and then the boys at 9 o'clock, Putnam County and La Plata. So that's what's on tap tomorrow. We'll have a game at 4:30 and then be off until 9 o'clock tomorrow evening. Again, at 4:30 tomorrow, Scotland County, Putnam County, and then the boys at 9 o'clock, Putnam County and La Plata. That's all for us here on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM, Memphis, Missouri. I'm Mark Denny. Enjoy the rest of your evening, everybody. Donnie Middleton will have a recap of sports tomorrow morning.